USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a shooting at an Oklahoma Walmart is dead. Duncan police say three people are dead, including the suspect, following a shooting at the Walmart. Officers say it happened this morning in the parking lot of the big box store. No other details have been released. The Trump administration has unveiled a proposal requiring hospitals and insurers to give consumers more information about what their health care will cost. This is intended to increase price transparency for patients shopping for coverage. Administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Seema Verma, tells Fox News the goal is to see prices continue to drop.
We know that when prices have become transparent, New Hampshire, for example, required that pricing be more transparent, and in that state, they saw the prices go down. So it's important that we put patients first and empower them with the information that they need.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Alabama Senate candidate and former Attorney General Jeff Sessions joins Fox News to discuss the ongoing impeachment inquiry hearings.
I truly believe it's not close to impeachment. It's not the right way to proceed with this. Maybe Senate or House oversight is something that could be done. But to convert a normal political disagreement into an impeachment matter is really a dangerous thing.
Pope Francis says the Catholic Church might fight capitalism by adding a sin against economy. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis says he believes ecological sin should one day be on the list of sins in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. He told the 20th World Congress of the International Association of Penal Law yesterday that Christians have a duty to preserve the environment, and he says he's considering the concept of sin against what he called our common home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The group representing former NFL player Colin Kaepernick has sent out the full video of his Saturday workout to all 32 NFL teams, and now the waiting game begins. But according to Super Bowl winner Burgess Owens, Kaepernick really doesn't want to play in the NFL.
Colin is going down that path of being a martyr, supposedly, and people feeling sorry for him. We just can't do that. He has a chance to make millions of dollars and playing 6 months out of the year. If he shows up and decides that he wants to choose, dictate to his employers, potential employers, time, place, and when, and it just doesn't work that way. This is a result of our leftist college having these kids come out of school having no common sense, elitism. He's going down the route of being a leftist, anti-American leftist. I'm hoping the NFL understands that the fans are over this.
Owens was speaking there on Fox News. In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office this weekend.
Top movies at the box office this weekend, Ford vs. Ferrari coming in at number one with $31 million. Number two is Midway with $8.8 million. Charlie's Angels is at number three with $8.6 million. And tying it is the new movie Playing with Fire at $8.6 million. Coming in at number five, Last Christmas with $6.7 million.
Thank you, Wendy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.